with us are in news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate is heading toward a vote on President Trump's tax and spending bill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the bill reins in unsustainable expansions to state Medicaid rolls.
The expansion population is 90% paid for by the federal taxpayers. And so what do states do? They game the system to get more federal money. They add more people to the rolls. And so you have people on the rolls today who are here illegally, and people on the rolls here today who are not eligible for this program, and you have people here today for whom there is in that program for whom there's no work requirement. And so what this does, it makes some reform.
President Trump wants the bill on his desk to sign by the July 4th holiday. Another week, another presidential attack against the Federal Reserve chairman. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump sent a note to Jerome Powell complaining again about the Fed chair's refusal to lower interest rates.
It says, Jerome, you are as usual too late. You have cost the USA a fortune and continue to do so. You should lower the rate by a lot.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt scolded Powell, saying the president knows what he is doing. Though she would not say why Donald Trump refuses to fire the chairman. Greg Clugston, The White House.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump will visit a new Florida migrant detention facility tomorrow.
The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight. It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 275 points, the Nasdaq rose 96. This is SRN News. Quebec draws a line on gender in prisons.
Canada is a lot more liberal than the U.S., and both federal and provincial governments are promoting the LGBT agenda aggressively. But in Quebec, officials have decided that male prisoners who are living as females will not be allowed to be housed in female prisons. In other places, including in some U.S. states, men who are living as women can choose to be housed with actual women when they are sentenced to prison, with predictable results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say the ultra-Orthodox Jewish subculture is engaging more with the outside world after centuries of separation. Within a minority religion, it's a minority that's set apart by dedication to the Torah and its 613 commandments. According to one study, the global Jewish population will be 20% Orthodox within 15 years. That's divided mostly between Israel and the U.S. This is SRN News. A lingering heat wave that has cooked much of southern Europe led authorities to raise warnings in countries such as Portugal and Spain, and tourists are trying to find ways to beat the heat.
Temperatures have pushed above 104 degrees Fahrenheit in parts of Italy, Spain, Greece, and Portugal, and authorities are warning of a risk of wildfires. In Portugal, people are heading to the beach. Manuel Oliveira tells TVI they've been careful with the heat. He says he and his family go to the beach, grab their ice cooler for a bite to eat, and then catch some shade. Temperatures could get up to 107 degrees in Lisbon. I'm Donna Border.
Dr. Hans Kluge, head of the World Health Organization's Europe office, warned in a statement that the scorching heat silently threatens the people who need protection most, anyone living with chronic health conditions. More details at srnnews.com.